Today's show is brought to you by Gamefly.com. Now, I really love this sponsor, guys. It's a new sponsor. And the reason I love it so much is because I have a 15-year-old son who loves video games. And actually, just recently, my husband and I bought him a game that was limited edition. And if you ordered it early online, you got extra characters. And the game ended up costing $99 for a game. And he ended up beating the game in like 2 weeks. So after that, those little shenanigans, I was like, okay, we're not going to be spending that kind of money on video games every other week just for you to beat it. But then I heard about Gamefly.com. Now, Gamefly.com has over 8,000 new releases and classics available to rent for your Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, PS Vita, the Wii, the Wii U, 3DS, and older game systems. As a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console and handheld games as you want and get them delivered directly to your mailbox just for one monthly fee. And if you like a game so much that you decide you don't want to send it back, you can keep it and the price will be low because it'll be considered used. Now, with Gamefly, there are never any due dates or late fees, and they also offer the ability to rent Blu-ray and DVD movies as part of the regular service at no extra charge. Now, specifically for my listeners of Tales from a Butterfly, Gamefly is offering the chance for you to sign up for a premium free, let me say it again, free 30-day one game out trial. Just go to www.gameflyoffer.com/butterfly. Pick out your game and wait for it to be delivered to your door. Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. You're listening to episode 33 of the Tales from a Butterfly podcast, titled Salon Talk with Empowered Women. Tammy Holly and Janice Williams talk everything, love, laughter, tears, and everything in between. And I'm your host, Taria Shondell. So let's get into it. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming back this week and tuning into part two of last week's talk, Salon Talk with Empowered Women with Tammy Holly and Janice Williams. When we left off last week, as the music was fading out, you could hear that Tammy and Janice were speaking about not only being wives, but what it meant to them to be godly wives and how that affected other areas of their lives. We spoke about children. We spoke about love, laughter, tears, and they're going to speak about being godly wives and trying to maintain friendships with their girlfriends while trying to remember to keep God first in all of that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some salon talk.
But yeah, still trying to keep that connection, but I don't even know if I'm answering the question right now.
No, you are, because I'm talking about I prayed over the podcast, so whatever you're saying, someone out there needs to hear it.
Yeah.
But no, you are, because I talked about being that trying to balance being the godly wife, because I don't care what anyone says, there is a difference in being a woman who is calling herself a woman of God, who is now a wife versus someone who's just married, because someone who's just married could turn to a friend for that advice instead of turning to God who created that man specifically for her.
And
so
I
there's
think
a difference.
That helps too, because being, you know, a Christian, when things really get like I have to go to the book, you know, I have to go to the Bible. I have to go to the book and like, okay, Lord, what are we going to do? And I just have to read the scripture, and then I'll bring that to Michael.
Yes.
And he always tells her I'm going straight to heaven. But I said, if you only knew. But it's nice that he sees me
as a godly woman.
As a godly woman. Like right. He really does. And that makes me feel good. But he also sees me as, you know, that covering. He's like, well, I'm going to need you to pray about this one.
And see, that means for him to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did God tell you about this? Like, he'll ask me things like that. So that makes me like, okay, Lord, I need to get it right together because this man is like depending on me.
And Lord, I'm going to need you to come through.
I'm going to need you to come through. Because a lot of times I'll say, God's got it, don't worry about it. Like, even Timmy's going to private school in a couple of weeks.
Right.
How are we going to pay for this tuition? What's your plan? God's got it. I'm not worried about it. And he'll just look at me. I'm like, really? He's really got it. And I'm like, God? Come on now.
But that's the amazing thing. When we're walking this Christian walk.
Say it.
And our children see what God can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And know it was nobody but him.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband see what God can do. And it wasn't nobody but God that made it happen.
Mm.
That's when they know, oh, I got to follow this too. I got to do the same thing.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. When you can turn to your kid and say, hey, I need you to pray about this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you did something good.
And when your kids turn to you.
You're walking the walk. You're really living a life. Because when your son can call you and say, Ma, I prayed on this job. And they called me in 2 days. And now, you know, I'm going to the school for it. I'm a supervisor. Excited.
Yes.
And can't wait to tell you about how good God is.
Mm.
It's like, oh my God, it gives you chills.
It gives you, you just gave me,
it gives you chills. Or when your daughter came to church, my daughter came to church one Sunday and she just started shouting when she came outside the doors of the church because she was still filled up talking about it. And you know, I'm like, wow, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And for people to see it, like, go on and praise them. Yeah. You don't even know what she's praising them for. But she's just excited about how good God is.
And that's because you planted the seed.
That's a 20-something year
old. Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We need parents to really dig deep into that Bible, talk to God, so you can give it to your kids.
To your kids. Because
they need it.
And give them word. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Jesus. Because I'll never forget, I heard Pastor Bryant say, when the devil has you in a corner, you need to be able to quote the word, not him, back to the devil. So we need to put those words in our children and let them be able to recognize, like, look, this is God's word. And we know that kids are going to, we're human. We're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like the kids have to have a relationship for themselves. And I know sometimes I would hover. So I've been trying, I planted the seed.
Mm-hmm.
What are the seed? Maybe on long rides, conversations. If we pray about something and then it happens and us talking about it. But I know they're going to go through their own experiences. And matter of fact, I just told them last week something about sex trafficking came on. And I just started getting in my stomach. Literally so nauseous to the point I told Corey I was going upstairs to watch TV, but I went upstairs just to get away from them talking about it because they're talking about it going on in Baltimore and them just taking 13-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. So I went upstairs and I just laid my hand on Skye's forehead. She's awake and I prayed over her and I said, you'll be protected from sex trafficking and from this, from that. But I don't want them to be naive either. And I said, if something should ever happen to you, I want you to start calling out the blood of Jesus and don't stop. And then I went and laid hands on little Corey real quick. Mm-hmm. I kind of joked when I went in, laid hands on him and said, if something should happen to you, I need you to know to keep calling out the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them thinking that life is going to be perfect just because they pray or because they have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know. And I tell them all the time, there's going to be times you may be so scared. You don't know what to do. If you say nothing before you call mommy, call the blood of Jesus and then call me.
Right.
Yeah. And God is going to have you. So and knowing your kids again, Timmy loves to sing. I can see Timmy as, I know I want him to be an MBLer. That's just my personal, but I could also see him being a speaker and a preacher. I can see that, Ty's going to be his armor bearer and be like a Peter armor bearer. Touch my brother if you want
to. That's
what
he's going to be.
Okay. But you know, so you can see God in your children. And I want to give kudos to y'all because as we know each other intimately, we know we all have our struggles. And I can say one thing I can attest to with Janice and with Tammy, they don't know it. But I look up to both of them. I've seen them we've talked about our own struggles, but they've never displayed anybody different other than who you are. Mm-hmm. Never. You have never displayed anybody different. And somehow we could be talking about relationships with our man, intimacy with our man, and somehow God will still come up in our conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And that makes me feel good because Corey actually said in 2009 that, or 2010, he prayed for God to send me girlfriends. And at the time, of course, you're thinking, you know, it is who you, mm-hmm. and not saying that the, I still talk to everyone that I met since I've been here. Mm-hmm. However, there's relationship and then there's relationship. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that he planted that seed back then and God has in turn answered his prayer, because for my husband to pray for me, for God to send me good, strong girlfriends. Right. And y'all are strong in Christ. So I appreciate that, you know, so much. I think you did answer the question. Y'all just got me kind of messed up. I'm like, wait a minute here. I am the host. Let me get back. Both of y'all got me over here ready to shout. She got the preacher voice on. Tammy has
she
the.
She sure did.
Yes. Sure did. I'm like, wait a minute, Tammy. Look, Tammy has that Christian psychologist. I'm going to give you knowledge and Jesus at the same time. And you're like, I didn't even, what? Sometimes she'll say stuff to me like what she does with the kids. And I always, I'll text her and say, you are such a good mom, because I don't even think she realizes. I'll be like, if she wasn't my friend, I might be hating a little bit.
Please no.
Like, and which brings me to this point. I want to talk about someone. I was watching Basketball Wives. I'm not telling on myself, y'all. I'm just okay with admitting that, yes, I watch reality shows. I pray for them too, but I watch them. But it kind of struck me as odd, because I was watching Basketball Wives, and in the episode, Shawnee O'Neal was giving a woman's empowerment. She goes around and does women's empowerment lunches now. And that was funny to me, mm-hmm. only because watching the show, clearly that's not what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you're the executive producer of the show. Wow. So, and I know that even though as an executive producer, you may not have all the control, but all money isn't good money.
Right.
I just feel like. Mm-hmm. If we're saying we're, because so many, I hear so many women say, I want to empower women, but she won't even support the next sister in her endeavor, even right. if support is praying for her or speaking a word to her, mm-hmm. or saying, you know what, girl, I know you're trying to go to school. You want me to keep the boys tonight while you study? Or Janice, you got to sing somewhere. Winston can't go. Do you need somebody to ride with you? And I'm trying to learn to be better at those things. Mm-hmm. Cause y'all know, not that I go off the grid, but sometimes I'll get so caught up in what I'm trying to do that I need to be brought back and be more, take the focus off of me and onto my girlfriends. But so the question was asked, talking about not hating on either one of y'all, cause y'all are like, Janice came to church, had me running, y'all, I gotta tell this story. So me and her on the phone, I'm on my way to the church cause her daughter is over on my ministry, both of my kids mine. On my way to church, she calls and says, where are you? And I'm thinking, I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, I'm early. I'm going to be there early. So I was like, passing Sinai Hospital, where are you at? She said, I'm not too far. I owe God a run when I get to the church. I just said, okay. She could have told me over the phone, but she didn't. She said, I'll talk to you when I get there. I'm like, okay. Get to the church. Again, it's not that I'm shy, but there's certain things that I know God is working out of me. One of them is I've never ran in the church. Like, with a praise in front of people. And I think sometimes you get in your own head, like, you know I'm not perfect. These people know I'm not perfect. Some people may know your past, so you don't feel mm-hmm. as free to praise. Mm-hmm. And I know God is working that out of me. So we get to the church. There's about 6 or 7 people in the sanctuary. They're having rehearsal. Janice walks in with 2 manila envelopes. I'm like, okay, like, what's going on? She drops the envelopes, y'all, and proceeds to run. So I was like, okay, I'm going to run too. This is my girlfriend. I'm running behind her. Now, see, when I say I run, like I recently just started running again. Shout out to Corey who got me my GT 1000s Asics. When I say run, I actually mean a jog at a pace to which is conducive to my breathing through my nose. Mm-hmm. She takes off on a full run. So I'm like, well, I need to take off. She starts singing. Now, look, we singing too? So now I'm trying to sing low because people are in there, right? She already got me running through the church and I'm singing, oh, and she's going for it. Then I said, well, she'll probably kind of duck the corners. Now she wants to go in and eat every, I said, we are really doing the whole circumference of the sanctuary. Now people are looking, but I'm like, I'm just running to, y'all don't even know what I'm running for. And that goes back to relationship. Mm-hmm. Because I had a relationship with her, something made her excited enough to run. And the Bible says where two or three come together, he's in the midst. Yeah. So I knew that I instantly felt something. I had to run with her. So I'm running behind her. We hit the corner by the music office. Oh, she's going to at least cut this corner. No, you running back by the door, but they haven't praised. We running. Okay.
Running and singing.
We running and singing. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then part of me is like, I've never done this before. It's not a Sunday morning, but people were in there. So that was enough for me. So we get back. The week before that, our pastor was preaching and he said somebody's credit score is going to jump 50 points within the week. So we all praised and what everything else he said that Sunday. So now again, we're at that, like a week and a couple of days later, Thursday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after we're done running, Janice is just praising God. So I'm like, thank you. Like, I didn't know. She takes out the manila envelope and she has a credit report from that day and from 7 days ago. And it had went up like 52 points. Mm-hmm. And she was in the midst of buying a house. So when I tell you it's all about your relationship, because if you have a relationship with him, he'll have you connected to the right people who... While you're praising with them, it's also a testimony to you that if he'll do it for them, he'll do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says we serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And sometimes we forget if we serve the same God. So just like how he delivered Goliath into David's hands, and just like how he helped the prostitute Rahab and her family escape, if he's unchanging, he's got to do it for us too. And the prostitute had the relationship with so-and-so who was able to say, well, look, go to her and she'll hang the string over her window. So it's about relationship, authentic relationships, especially the power of women together. You know, so Janice, her credit score went up. And then I'm going to fast forward that they live in one of the most beautiful homes. They welcomed us. I'm just putting it on record. Everybody out there, they didn't already gave me and Corey the bottom of the house. She said, come and bring our picture. So I'm just letting y'all know. Other than if it's his mom, I mean, she has first dibs, but then it's me and Corey next. We've established that. But anyway, so I just wanted to say that. So as far as hating, that somebody could have gotten upset and, oh, well, why did her points go up that much? Why, you know, why did that happen for her or with Tammy? Well, why is that happening? Why did her son get accepted into one of the best elementary schools, and why is it not happening for my child? Instead of recognizing that God has put women around me that have strength in what I lack, I have come to realize that what I lack, he's put in my friends, and then he's given them to me. So we need to appreciate each other.
That's a good point.
And I have friends where sometimes you may have that one friend that won't make a move without you. You move left, they move right. And you like, I didn't trip over your feet. Like, do your own thing. They went to go see Girls Trip. I just couldn't do it last week. They went on. It's not the monkey didn't stop the show. Right. So
it was
I appreciate
you. Yeah, yes,
I don't need y'all to keep talking about it. That wasn't part of the conversation. see that I want to be smart. I gave them all them kudos. See how quickly now. But so God knows that I've asked for strong friends. Friends that accept Taria for who she is. Like, we going to ask her because you know she going to want us to ask her. But you know she ain't going to go sometimes. That's because y'all...
Cause it would have been a problem if we did not.
Definitely.
Yeah, because if I had seen them pictures, I would have came and blew up all y'all houses. I'm just telling y'all. Of y'all. So I embrace your strengths instead of hating on your strengths to make my weaknesses look better. So taking it back to Basketball Wives, Shawnee at her Women's Empowering Lunch, somebody asked the question, why do you think that women have such a hard time supporting another woman in what they're doing when they're not succeeding in what they want to do? So in other words, you want to sing. You're going to be, you are a singer. Let's take it back. You are a singer. You are a Christian counselor. So I want to be able to talk to kids, let's say, and get in their minds. And I want to be able to use my voice in song. But because I'm not where you guys are, I can't even give you a compliment, or I can't even support you and come to one of your seminars or come to one of your events. Right. Why is it that you think women have such a hard time? Because I know both of you guys have probably experienced it. I mean, Janice always comes to church looking like Patti LaBelle's little sister, flied out. I tell Tammy she's got the best legs ever. She needs to, you know what I mean? So I'm always complimenting. Right. I feel like it makes me feel good to be able to give my sister a true compliment. Because sometimes you're like, girl, I know you're just saying that because you love me because I'm jacked up right now. But have you experienced, like, you could actually feel hate? Because sometimes people say hate. No, everybody's not hating. We just don't like you. I mean, it can be simple as that. But have you ladies ever experienced actual hate? And how do you deal with that as a woman? As women, we all have our own insecurities. And as a godly woman, again, how do you manage those emotions?
I'm going to say hateration.
Yeah, I like that word.
Yeah.
Hateration, yeah.
I experienced a big one. When my first CD came out.
What's the name of the CD?
Testimony.
And where can we get it?
Mm-hmm. You can get it online. Just Google it. Janice Williams Testimony.
G-E-N-I-S-E Williams Testimony. Yes. Okay.
And it'll bring all of them up. CD Baby.
Okay.
iTunes. Bring all of them up. And okay. My Heart Speaks is my single, so make sure you look up that too.
On iTunes? Yes. I'm going to do it. Remind me to do it when we get off because I don't think I got it yet, so I'll make sure I get it.
But it was a thing for me when I, at the church, of course, I sing, I'm on a choir, I'm on a praise team.
You direct our kids, our babies love you.
I love the children. But I always kind of, you know how you hold back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell people everything that you do because you don't want them to judge you. You don't want to be worrying about, well, how they gonna think of me now? Mm-hmm. Oh, am I on a pedestal? You doing too much. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you think you know everything because you have a CD. You know, no, I didn't want that. So
okay.
For a while, I didn't say anything. And then God convicted me. How can you not put something out there that I called you to do?
Mm-mm-mm.
How can you be okay with everybody else outside your church but can't get the support of the people in your church?
Better preach on that.
And I'm like, wow. So am I holding myself back from getting the support? So I had to put it out there.
And I remember the first time you told me, and I was like, wow.
And I got faces from some choir members. You know, like, the frown of the lip. You know, then I got something.
But you was my girl before you put the CD out.
You know.
Wow.
I'm in the phony, okay. But it was like, oh, okay. And then I had someone, where can we get it? But mind you, nobody went online and purchased it. You know. But it's okay. But my thing was,
how do you deal with that?
At that time, because I wasn't a baby Christian.
Okay. Okay.
If I was a baby Christian and I put out a CD, because some people come out and they just getting in a church, but they can sing and got a deal. You know?
Right, right.
But I'm not a baby Christian. So I dealt with it as, okay, no matter what, God still got me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
It's going to still work out because he called me to do it.
I like
that.
So
it's going to still, I'm going to be okay. Whether you support me or not, I have to still do it.
And you have to still let your light shine.
Even when family don't support you, out in the church pews, you got all this whole church, but you don't see your family members out there supporting you. You go out of town and they loving you. You know, they're like, oh wow, I listen to you on the podcast, iHeartRadio, and I'm like, wow, your song really touched me, but you don't hear none of that at home. And I'm like, well, wow, I would think that I would hear that more
at home.
Here. Right. But you don't hear none of that. I heard a couple people say, oh, I heard it on 88.9. Janice, oh, your song playing. That's not the first time it played. I asked y'all to call them, request it, support me. It would play more.
The voting.
But as an independent artist, they don't see that their support makes a big difference.
Major.
It makes a big difference. Like when we were nominated, Janice Williams and God's Worship, we were nominated for awards. Where's the support? You know, vote more.
Yeah.
Come on. Get us. Put us at top 10. You know, bring us number one. You know, it's like, wow. Why we can't get more support in your home church?
In your home church, in your family.
In your family. You know, but you get it more for people you don't know.
But one thing I have noticed too, people want to support what is public mm-hmm. so they can prove their relationship yes. to you.
Yes.
So if you were at the Stellar Awards and were selling tickets, mm-hmm. oh, I'm going because that's my cousin. I'm going because that's my choir member. Mm-hmm. But because it, and so they can be seen mm-hmm. and so their relationship to you would be on display. Mm-hmm. Like when Sky did the movie, y'all were all supportive. Mm-hmm. People came so they could, so people could see mm-hmm. that's my family or right. that's my friend's daughter. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking you, hey, can you go online and can you do this? Mm-hmm. And you get no response. Right. Or can you share this? And right. you get, so I'm just learning how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Even being a Christian that I feel like is rooted and grounded. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't stop when you're that supportive person mm-hmm. for everybody
it's
else.
It's different with your children.
Yes. It's yeah.
It hits you a little differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because y'all know how I am about Davy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get a little turned up, become Peter's cousin.
Listen, y'all. We going. Look.
Because I'm like, yo, I'm still here.
Right.
Jesus, I'm walking with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I need you to back them up because Peter can. Yeah. He can kind of like come up a little bit. You know?
Right.
Even though I'm grounded in church. The,
right.
Faithful in the ministry. But it's some things that.
It just rise up trigger, against you.
And that's your child. Until,
mm-hmm.
Don't yeah. play with my
and
child.
And don't use my child as a way to show your relationship. When I feel like it's how can you can support my child, but not the mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like, okay. And if they don't like your type of music or mm-hmm. say if they didn't like your advice, I'm sure you would want to say, tell me the truth as right. a friend. Then I won't expect you. I know you may shout it out to somebody else, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to. If y'all did a science podcast, y'all, I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to try to listen. I'm like, y'all know I don't do science, but I'm going right. to promote it every chance I get.
Right.
So it's I like how you said, I'm going to take that for myself. If God called me to do it, mm-hmm. I can't not do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I can't not let my light shine. So I'm definitely glad that you said that. That was good on how to, I'm gonna have to keep that. Cause y'all know I'll be like, this is the last time I'm gonna tell y'all this, but da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, what about
with
you?
With the hateration, it's weird. Cause I think like my family, like I come from a big family. I have, you know, my mom and dad, I have four sisters and a brother. The Westcott clan.
Hey guys.
hey,
but
Westcott.
Growing up, like I felt like my mom and dad, but my mom did like was really diligent about what she put into us, like
okay.
making sure that we always looked well. Like our
okay.
hair, even if we were just going to the store, like our hair was always done. Our clothes were always
pressed
neat
and okay.
You know, and you, like you guys see I dressed to me and tie alike. Mm-hmm. Now I have four mm-hmm. sisters, it's five of us. We're not the same age, but we were dressed alike. Church. Well, we wore uniforms at school. Going to the playground, and we all had our like outfits.
Oh my God. Like y'all so quintuplets.
But with that, you know, and I get my, you know, I get the method to the madness. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same when I go to the store. I'm like, oh, I like that shirt. Well, I want Timmy to have the same shirt because
yep.
I like it. And blah, blah, blah.
My mom did that too. My brothers are 9 months apart, so they dressed alike too. Yeah.
But with that, we've always gotten a lot of attention. Like I felt like we
okay.
were all, or I always felt like we were always the center of attention. Then it was a lot of us. So even going to family gatherings, when we would all come in, it would, you know, we all look like alike, very much alike. So we all look alike. We're all tall. So we would just bring
pretty neat looking girl. Okay.
Right. So I felt like even as kids, like it would always be this attention. And as we got older, you know, that hateration stuff. And then so now it's almost like it's an expected thing, but it's not. It's something I think I've just grown, like was a part of.
Okay. For so long.
My life that it's just like, oh, but then I think like, and I have to often have to catch myself that they probably aren't just hate. They probably aren't hurting on you. They probably might like your shoes. They might
okay.
just be looking at your mm-hmm. shoes differently. Mm-hmm. Or they may want to ask you a question. Maybe you're not being approachable
mm-hmm.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Mm-hmm. But even like in our home church growing up, like it wasn't a big church. You know, nothing like what we go to
okay.
now. So like everyone knew us. Everyone knew us. And even when we first joined the church, like we were older that we shouldn't have been dressed alike. We were still, like, dressed alike.
Okay.
But I love my sisters. That's what we do. I love my mama. And even when we take pictures, she wants us to kind of that.
Is that why you guys do that? Because your pictures are like, okay.
But that's my mommy. That's what she likes. Yep. And that's her thing. So, you know, we do it to appease her. And it's not always about us. But I just feel like, you know, we've always been like looked at mm-hmm. in that sense. So now when, like for me, it's weird because it's just me. Well, my sister's here. I have one sister in Maryland. Everybody else is in Philadelphia. But when we get together, it's like we get all excited again.
When you guys get together, I have to comment on this because I've been around a lot of sister relationships. Mm-hmm. I didn't have sisters grow up with sisters. So being around your sisters is so, to me, it's so neat to watch. Like we'll go over Tammy's house and it's like everybody falls in line. Tammy, like she can give everybody a look, and Tracy will know she does the dishes. And then when they finally, I had to work to get it, but when they finally made me a sister, even though I'm older than her, I'm the shortest because clearly they're all tall. She says, "Well, now you're the little sister and you have to do the dishes." I'm like, I'm not doing the dishes. But the flow that they have, it's no, oh, I came here to rest or I don't feel like doing this. You can tell that they have a relationship as sisters. Not for the public, mm-hmm. that they're actually sisters who are friends mm-hmm. and who love each other. And I thought it was so neat. And I don't take for granted when I'm able to be a part of that scenario. Like I said, Tracy will do the dishes and Becky may be with the kids or Nene may be, okay, Tammy, you want me to do, you know, and Tammy's just like, do this. And even if they don't want to do it, it's done because I love my sister, and that's what my sister needs. That's what her husband needs.
It's all like
needs.
We're one, so we get together.
That's exactly what
just,
it is.
Even at my parents, like we all just fall in the place and do what we do. But yeah, and that is off the topic.
yeah, that is right. But then again, because you can have hateration among sisters, amongst your own, mm-hmm. among siblings.
And I am, and we always like mention this, like just bless that. I don't know what my mom put in the food, but we just really, even if we go apart, like it's like a rubber band.
Okay.
Like, you know, we are just, and we know it, like we're each other's best friends. Like we have a sister touch, you know, we talk all the time for events that we have. We always try to be present, like mm-hmm. at everybody's mm-hmm. event and function, even though we're in two different states, like we still try to, and it's genuine mm-hmm. love. What's you up, Fan Five?
And that's it's something. But then that affects your relationship as you get older with other women.
Yeah, I mean, and that hateration comes that way.
That way too.
But, you know,
but I mean, the way you are with your sisters, the way you are with us as friends, mm-hmm. how you treat us like you treat your sisters. I mean, of course, you know, there's a blood difference,
right.
But
right.
still treat us that way. I'm sure Becky and Nene and Trace, I'm sure they all, or their friends probably say the same things about them that we think about you. It's because it's because the way you interact with women stems from
your interaction
with your sisters. Because I feel like if it's always I know somebody and they have two sisters, and every time you turn around, they had contention with their two sisters or their mother. And in every friendship, they've had it's been a contention.
Yeah.
So something, you know, so if it's not planted early and right, or if that seed of resentment and anger and jealousy is not dug up and you plant new seeds, it's going to affect every relationship you have. And here you are thinking everybody's hating on you. And it's like, no, you're the hater.
Right.
You know, in every situation. So now, how do you, have you ever dealt with it? Because, you know, we have a tendency to say, well, let's talk about it or this. But, I mean, have you ever had to go to the throne room and be like, Lord, I just cannot deal with, because you feel like you're attacked, trying to do what God wants you to do, mm-hmm. Trying to be the wife you're supposed to be to Mike, or the businesswoman with the business, the mom, you know, the mom you are with your business, meaning the managing of Janice Williams and her mm-hmm. singing career. Have you ever felt so attacked by women who you thought were, you know, supposed to be there for you, that all you could do was go to the throne room and take him your tears, you know, take him your alabaster box. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. you know, and if you have, what advice would you give another woman in that situation? Because our tendency is to react. Yeah. And y'all know for me, if I hold stuff in, it can manifest in other ways. So I may have to talk to y'all about a situation. Me and Janisha said this yesterday, like 5 times. Mm-hmm. And each time I'll be calmer than the next. Mm-hmm. But I keep talking about it to y'all, sometimes forgetting to go and talk to God. So what advice would you give another woman who could be going through the same thing? She's not getting the support she needs from her natural sisters, regular sisters. She may be having a hard time forming relationships with women. Like, what advice would you guys give other women?
I think for me, it's knowing that at the end of the day, like, the only thing and the only one that we all have is God. Mm-hmm. Like, it's our relationship with Him. And because you can call your best friend, but they just might not be able to give you perspective that you want. Mm-hmm. You know, you can call and vent and talk about it.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, say that again. You said the perspective you want. So sometimes we'll call our friends with the intention of getting what we want to hear, mm-hmm, versus that's the truth.
True. That's true.
I like, but right, you said it. Yeah. Right. You said, yeah, it. Like,
and so with, like, that leaves us still feeling disappointed.
Right.
Still,
okay,
empty and still, okay, hopeless, mm-hmm, and still, you know, depressed. But okay, it's when we, you know, even if you, when I go to my mom, like, she'll tell me it's not always what I want to hear, but she'll tell me. And so I'll still, like, oh, that's not what I want to hear. It's not, uh-huh, what I want to know. Mm-hmm. And I'm still mad at this person. But it's when, for me, it's when, like you said, you're just going to pray. And it's not even necessarily in tears, but just, mm-hmm, going to have a conversation. And he just kind of tells me, okay, well, you know, I said such and such and such and such. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay. All right. So, like, what is your will? Like, I wanted to have this really conversation with this woman yesterday. I'm not mentioning any names because we're online. And I had it all worked out in my mind. I took myself to the store because I needed to get away to take a quick, okay, drive so I can, mm-hmm, organize my thoughts.
Right.
Had it all out. All right. When I see her, yeah, we need to have a talk. And I was ready. Mm-hmm. I was ready. But then, darn it, if I didn't say, Lord, if this is not right, just take it from me. If, mm-hmm, I didn't say that, mm-hmm, because I wanted to get in. Because
you had it all.
Like, I wanted to say it. But I'm going to ask him, if this is not, you know, right, then just take it from me. But I'm already convinced, mm-hmm, that I was in
it is order. Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That this is, and I wasn't going to be disrespectful. You know, I'm a lady, mm-hmm, first all right, the time.
I love that.
Mama raised me to be nice, nasty, but always to be a lady. You know, always be a lady, right, in, right, everything I do. So it would have come off very sweet, very professional, mm-hmm, very Christian. Not really, maybe not Christian. It would have been. But it's like, but when I asked God that, like, it instantly, like, the frustration that I felt.
Wow.
I promise you, just dissipated. And I was like, oh, dang, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have the conversation. Station, like, I'm because, like, I'm good. I don't even need it. Like, whatever I was hyped about, like, it really just, went away.
Right.
Now, it doesn't always happen that way. Right. But this was just yesterday.
But in the fact that God shows you that it can, and if not, this is how, you still need to ask me, mm-hmm, regardless.
Mm-hmm. But then he still let me get it out. But yes, with myself,
right, yeah,
like my own conversation, mm-hmm, like I'm in the mirror doing my hair, I'm doing my hair and having the whole conversation, even her response and what I was going to say to that. But you know, but it was just cool that I love sometimes how my, you know, how God just kind of connects with me like a real dad, like, mm-hmm, no, you're good.
Wait, are you done with your tantrum?
Yeah. Are you, okay, right, exactly? Are you, right, done? Okay. Go finish cooking for the kids and get your life together.
And not only that, he released the feeling from you too. He allowed you to be free of, because you were honest with him. And that's the thing. It's not like we were trying to hide. Oh, yes, God, I love you so much. I would never. Like, he can't see all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And no, also, I like that, mm-hmm, how you, right, asked him.
Yeah. Now, I had two situations. One was work. Another one was church.
Okay.
I'm talking about work. Mm-hmm. I had a supervisor that stayed on me on a regular basis, just so nasty, overbearing.
Okay.
You know, to the point other people was
had one of them
feeling sorry for me, feeling bad, coming to me, dang, Janice, she really don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when other people can see it, mm-hmm, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's a major problem. But I tolerated it. I kept on just taking it, like, I'm not going to let her get to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to let her take me to the place I don't want to go.
Right.
I'm listening to my gospel music.
That music.
You over here messing with me.
Mm.
Now, one day, it was one of them, I'm tired. I don't feel like this today.
It's right.
And that day that I did not feel like it, she didn't bother me as much. But when she did hit me, I almost blew up. I stood up and was, and God hit me right to the bathroom. I went straight to the bathroom because like, everybody was looking.
Right.
I hit the table and everybody was like, I went in the bathroom and instantly started praying.
Wow.
In the
bathroom. Okay.
I said, God, you got to step in right now. Mm-hmm. Not later, right now. Because if she say something to me one more time, I'm going to lose my job. They might call the police. I need you.
To step in, like it's not a game.
Right now. That immediate action.
Yes, that suddenly. Okay?
That
yes.
Suddenly. And when I had tears coming down my face, I said, I need to walk out this bathroom like ain't nothing going on with me. You got to straighten it up.
Yeah.
You done prayed about it. Let him work it out. I walked out that bathroom.
Wait a minute. Can you say that again? But I like how you didn't wait for the feeling of feeling like it was straightened out. You gave it to him and said, I'm going to trust you going to do it.
I'm gonna trust you.
I'm going to walk out of here and subject my flesh, put my flesh under subjection.
Flesh, I done gave it to you. I told you. I'm telling you how I'm feeling and what's going to happen. If she say something else to me today, they're going to call the police. I'm going to lose my job. I need you immediately. I'm crying, and I know they might hit somebody. Might hear me, but at that point, I don't care.
You don't care.
I need you to know I'm calling on him because I had no shame in y'all knowing that I'm a Christian.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And what got me, my mom told me, I'm gonna have to jump to this because it's about this story. My mom said, you know what the problem is? She know the God inside of you, and it's bothering her to the point that she don't know how to take you. She keep talking to you about church and being Christian, but yet she's always attacking
you.
It's just the enemy attacking you to see how much you're going to take, how much you're going to deal. Are you going to still be this Christian? Are you going to still have that walk that you said you were going to have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or are you going to show these people in this job that, oh, I can turn out just like y'all?
Mm-hmm. Or say that again.
I'm a Christian every day. And I'm going to give it to him. And when I came back out and they looking at me, you know, because they know I listen to my gospel. They know I go to church. Mm-hmm. One of them knew I sing on, you know, sing gospel. So I'm like, you're right, God. How can I say I'm a Christian? I'm saved. I got you covering me. But yet I'm showing them the flesh of me. Mm. How are they going to want to go to church? How are
say
they gonna
that
wanna,
again.
You know, do right. Walk with you if they see. Oh, well, I don't.
If they
do that.
See them
if they see
in
me
you,
show off, right? So I'm not gonna let her. I'm not gonna let it happen. I'm not. So I'm giving it to you, and I'm gonna walk out here, and I know it's taken care of. I'm just gonna let it go. I went out there. She didn't say anything else to me that day. Absolutely nothing, and I could not believe it. I said, "Well, I know it couldn't be nobody
but God.
Nobody, because she picked with me all the time." And it was just overbearing to the point I started, you know, hyperventilating sometimes.
Wow.
Like, I can't take it no more to that point. And I was like, okay, he got me. He covered me because when I saw what I was doing to other people in that office, one girl saying, I need to go back to church. Another girl, when I was started working there, was always listening to R&B and rap, started listening to gospel.
My God.
Now over in my area, we all listening to gospel. So you bothered by it?
Wow.
You bothered? Mm-hmm. Telling her to turn it down. When she had on hip-hop and R&B, you ain't kidding. And now that she got on her Christian music, I had to tell her, basically, don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
That you want to listen to your gospel music. That was the problem, I believe. That
wow.
She, because everybody was listening to, you know, secular music, she was ashamed. I felt like.
Felt, okay, okay.
But because I was listening to gospel and didn't care what they were listening to, she started listening to it.
Again.
You made it okay. You made her feel
You made it okay. And she recognized that strength in you.
Yes.
And instead of letting it make her turn against you.
Right.
God allowed her to see, wow, he used you as a testimony. Mm-hmm. And I love how you said living the life because anybody can play their music. And I know for me, I'm getting so tired. If I hear the saying, I ain't always been saved, but you are now.
You are now.
So if you're, and I told somebody, if your child went to school and failed all three marking periods and said, but I ain't always been in ninth grade.
Right.
Would you accept that from them? So why would he continue to accept that from you? Right. So I thank you for sharing that testimony, both of y'all, because if you just give it to God, and we're not saying, y'all, that it's once you give it to God, you're going to walk out and there's going to be sunshine and roses and unicorns raining blessings. You still have to do your part. And when you prayed that prayer in the bathroom, Janice, it was like you telling God, I'm going to do my part and you do your part. Because faith without works is dead. So I have faith you're going to take care of this situation. So I'm going to walk my tail back out here to work. And as Trina, our other girlfriend, Trina, would say, act accordingly. Right. You know, so and that's what I was saying. Walk in faith. And that's what I was saying about you guys. You got to be in the word to know the word. Because I heard somebody say, well, I don't have to read my Bible every day. So if your child again told you, well, I don't have to read my textbook every day, you can only be strengthened. You can only speak what's in you. So if it's not in you, you can't speak it.
Right.
And you need that word that pertains to that right now situation.
Right.
That
right.
suddenly situation. So I truly appreciate you guys giving up your Sunday, your husband's, because we all did just hang out last night. It was kind of a late night. And I promised my brother Mike, I promise we're not going to be long. But I appreciate the fact that they love y'all enough. You know, love my family enough to feel like your message was needed and warranted for other women to hear. So I hope for all the women who are listening that you take something away from what Tammy and Janice said, whether it's how to deal, you know, with marriage as a godly wife, how to deal with motherhood, and how to deal with just being a woman who is not ashamed to let people know about the Christ that she served. And we're not saying that you got to, your ministry may not be walking, handing out tracts. I know that. I know mine is not walking down the street, handing out tracts, but I know he'll use me in other areas. But we have to be strong and be able, God has to be able to trust us in those areas. I know for me, I feel like sometimes he'll use me in unconventional situations. So being around people who aren't Christians, I had spoke to somebody and somebody overheard and said, oh, well, they were cursing when you were talking to them. I said, that may be true. But I also brought up a scripture to them random and they said, wow, that's in the Bible. Can you send me that scripture? So you don't know what door that opened. Mm-hmm. So we can't be so quick to say, oh, throw them off. Because I mean, if we're all supposed to be Christians, I need to get out from my circle sometimes and mingle. I'm going to come back to who strengthens me. But, you know, how else are we going to get the word out? So I just want to encourage anybody listening, anybody who has relationships with women or want to have, you know, build better friendships, we first need to do inward reflections of ourselves. And I don't mean you have to take a survey of all your friends. Take an honest survey of yourself and all those parts in you that may have been sown by other people, the hurts that may have been put in you by other people. Give those hurts to God and let him work out something new in you. And I promise you, you will be so much better for it. You know, a woman, she was made from Adam's rib. And if you know what a rib protects the heart and the lungs. So, you know, to the wives out there, I just want to say, you need to protect your husband's heart and lungs, whether that's through prayer, you know, or however else you go about it. And that's between you and God, which direction he tells you to go. He may tell you to throw on some lingerie, high heels, and fry some chicken. I don't know. That might be what he needs to relax, but you just need to make sure your relationship with God is on point. Sometimes we'll try to fix our relationship with our husband or with our kids or with our mothers or with our fathers that abandoned us. But if you fix your relationship with Christ, every other relationship has no choice but to fall in line. So no matter what you guys go through this week, no matter what situations that you find yourself in and you feel like you're too weak to overcome the situation, you're right. You by yourself are too weak. But remember, through Christ, you can do anything. So hold on. So fly on, butterflies. I love you guys. And thanks for listening.